This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
And this introduction is dedicated to Imam W. Dean Muhammad. He has an unshakable dedication to the disadvantaged. And Mr. Washington believed that the blacks could pursue their rights and improve their position in society primarily through, and again, here comes the Imam, primarily through industrialness, economic success, and practical education. They believe that I present to you spokesperson for the human soul. Imam W. D. Muhammad. Takbir!
Thank you, Brother Rafa. Peace be unto you. That is our greeting in Islam. Assalamu alaikum. We are happy to again be blessed and situated here at the Homewood Hotel to address our live radio audience, which mostly reaches the South, but it's growing, as you have been told, I'm sure, before I came to the podium. It's growing, but it's in the beautiful Christian Belt, Mississippi, and other southern states, where people still remember Scripture. Up north, you mention Scripture, it might not know what you talk about. It might not know you even come from the Bible. Because most of our public up north have gone far astray from what established them after slavery. And that was God, respect for God, and love for God and Scripture. That is the Bible for us. Since converting to this religion of Islam that has over 1 billion and a quarter, approaching 1 billion and a half followers around the world. For us, since the 30s, early 30s, it has been Islam. I want to give a kind of introductory first to lead up to my topic, or the subject for this occasion. A growing focus for concerns in religion, both for Christians and Muslims. I'll begin with the Muslims and with Saudi Arabia, where we find the sacred house built by Prophet Abraham, Ibrahim in our scripture, his name, and his son. Peace be upon the servants of God. There in sacred Mecca, the city of the pilgrims, as well as the citizens of that country, Saudi Arabia, resides the office of the Muslim World League. Recently, and that is in recent years, a friend of this community, his name is Abdul Muhsin al-Turki. And I call him a friend because he came here and he offered us help with Islamic literature, Qurans, etc. But also, he was successful in getting money, contribute a donation to build us a very fine library right next door to the facility we know as the mosque on Stony Island, south side of Chicago. And he has become the head of this organization, the Muslim World League. He is itself Secretary General. A publication called the Journal of the Muslim World League announced the 8th International Conference. This conference was on scientific signs in the Quran and the Sunnah, that is the life or traditions of our Prophet. It concluded with proceedings recently in Kuwait under the chairmanship of the same person, the Secretary General of Rabita, Dr. Abdullah Abdul Muhsin Al-Turki. And he's also chairman of board of directors of the International Commission on Scientific Science in the Quran and Sunnah. You might also be aware that the news media recently has been informing its public of the coming together of religion and science. Religion and science. Other things are happening too. I mentioned Islam, but I'm sure I made you aware that this is not only a movement in Islam. I mentioned the media, speaking of the coming together of religion and science. Recently also, the candidate for the presidency of these United States, Obama, got in the news, and he is in the news for something that is forming, or focus that is forming. He says people are joining him in a common purpose: respect for each other. Respect for each other. Obama says he sees in the faces of the crowds he encounters the decency of the American people who want to do the right thing, who want to come together and solve our country's problems. He says, Americans know what to do to solve their problems. And I'm sure of that. And I hope I'm one among those Americans who know what to do to solve our problems. And I want to share with you also, all of these are new developments. These are new developments responding to serious problems. The organization here now that I'm looking at, this publication, it is called The Living City. This is the publication of the folklore movement, international worldwide folklore movement, that supporters of Imam W.D. Muhammad are well acquainted with.
Right.
Yes. And on this page of this publication, it says, a new culture stirs. Now, you know, this organization, international organization, was founded by Kiera Lubick, who was about 17, 18 years old during World War II, when she got the idea to start this organization. And she says in her own words, in her public book on her life, early life, that bombs were falling all around her during the World War II in her part of Europe. Catholic and Italian. She said that she conceived an idea, and that was to use the saying of Jesus Christ in the Bible, in the New Testament, peace be on him, the saying that he had only one commandment, and that commandment is that you love one another. So she started this movement based upon that commandment, that people love one another. And she didn't keep it just in the Catholic circle, or in the circle of Catholicism. She took it to the international community eventually. And as you know, I've been her guest in the Vatican and other places around the world, in Israel once too. So she's a very marvelous person. I call her Blessed Lady, a Blessed Lady. In this publication, says a new culture stirs. Now, Pope John Paul II recently also condemned the cultural trend that is going from decency to vulgarity. He condemned it. He has called it by several names, as others have also given it several names, all pointing to the degradation, the going down of this popular culture in America. And here she says that the way and model of a culture of communion, and then a question here, is Jesus crucified and forsaken? The topic that I will be addressing for the rest of this live broadcast is human essence. E-S-S-E-N-C-E, essence. Identity, human identity, and worth, or the value of human life. I would like to begin with the Quran and some comments on the first chapter of the Quran, which reads with the name of Allah, or with God's name, the merciful, the beneficent, the merciful, or as we have also translated it, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The first verse. And then the second verse says, praise be to God, the Lord of the worlds. Second verse. The third verse says, again, it repeats the beautiful names of God or attributes of God, says merciful, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Then it says, master of the day of judgment. But the word used for judgment is also the word for religion. So it could be translated literally or exactly, the master of the day of religion. But it is commonly understood in the world of Muslims, master of the day of judgment. It is both the day of religion and the day of judgment. It is both. Then the next verse says, you alone do we worship, and you alone we seek for assistance. For assistance. That means when all human effort has been spent and we are at our wits' ends and know what to do, we do just what everybody else, they turn to God. If they respect the God. And then it describes that path. It says, the path of those who have been favored by God, the angels in heaven, and good people. the path of those who have been favored. Mock the path of those who invite God's wrath, God's punishment, and not of those who stray from the way. And then we say, Amen, and it means Amen, as you say Amen in the Christianity. We have in our audience both Muslims and Christians, and I do believe there has to be at least 3 Jews in this audience, either in our radio audience or in this audience, the live audience here. Yes. Now, I recited that opening chapter of our holy book called Al-Fatiha. And Al-Fatiha means the opening. To give a few comments on the term Lord. The word in the translation, English translation, Lord. L-O-R-D, Lord. Now, in Scripture, we know who the Lord is. We know the meaning of Lord in religion, in our Holy Scriptures. But the specific meaning, the special meaning for Lord in the contents of the Quran needs some comments, especially for non-Quranic language speaking people. The Quranic language is Arabiya Fusha, classical Arabic. And classical Arabic came into existence when the Quran began to be revealed to Muhammad, the last prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah of Arabia, born in Mecca, Arabia, over 14 centuries ago. So that's when the Quranic revealed language came, and the Arabic-speaking people began to use what we call Fusha, Arabiya Fusha, or classical Arabic. As the Bible, a lot of you probably don't know this, as the Bible gave class, more class, to English as a literary, as a spoken and written language, the Quran, the revelation we call the Quran, our holy book, did the same for the language of Arabic. And in a marvelous way. I'm a student of this language. I'm very aware of its nature, the literary nature of Arabic language, especially the Quranic Arabic. Many terms that came with revelation to Muhammad came newly into the Arabic language. The Arabs themselves didn't have these terms. That's something else we need to know, that language is like a living organism. Language is constantly growing in the number of terms, and that also means in the amount of knowledge that you find in that language. Its terms are growing, and its fields of knowledge are growing, feeding the increase in vocabulary or in dictionary terms. Also, the rappers, they contribute too to the growth of language. I mention them because we wouldn't think of a rapper as increasing the life or the living body of language, but they do. So it comes into the language from the most official or ceremonial sources, but it also comes from the common man on the streets, common guy on the streets. He too come up with new terms, and eventually you'll find those terms in many of those terms will be in the dictionary, in the popular dictionaries. The term Lord now, Lord, when we, if we were in England and we were thinking of politics, you have the House of Lords and the House of Commons. Lords and Commons, you know. And in the old world, individual would be called Lord, just like it was called King, called also Lord, and many other titles. But Lord was one of them. Lord was one of the titles, and still is one of the titles, Lord. So when we say God is Lord, we should know what we're talking about. Yes, now, I believe, I don't want to impose anything on anybody. So you question everything I say, that's your right. And not only your right, you're encouraged to do that in our religion. Our prophet encouraged people to have their own opinion and to question what they put into their minds or into their life, to question it, you know? So that's encouraged. Now, when we say Lord in the Quran, in that prayer, that opening prayer of the Quran, describing or addressing God Himself, the meaning here is the same as the meaning is, the same meaning that you will find in Judaism, it's for the Jews, and in Christianity for the Christians. The same meaning. Same meaning exactly. But it's mystified. It's mystified most of the time, especially in the Bible. It's mystified, but it's the same meaning, the same language. When we say God is Lord, if I say don't lord over me, what does it mean? If I say don't lord over me, that means don't dominate me, don't stand over me, don't take me for your servant. Don't lord over me. That's not the meaning of Lord. And the special meaning of Lord that we're addressing, that's not the meaning of Lord. Lord is not a hard term. Lord is a kind term, very kind term. Lord means one who served you as a parent, okay, as your parent. One who found you in his possession, needing his help because you could not manage by yourself. You were too weak for your circumstances. You were too ill prepared for your circumstances. And you were overwhelmed by circumstances. And you cried out to your Lord. And just like when the baby cries, the little baby cries, the real mama rushed to the little baby to see what the little baby needs and take care of the needs of the little baby. Well, when we say God is Lord, the word is Rabb, a double B at the end, Rabb. When we say Allah is Lord, we mean that He is not only the creator that produced the life for the first time, produced the world and the circumstances for the life to come, for the first time, but He's also the caretaker. He cares about the life that He created. He looks after it. He oversees it. He wants it to be strong. He doesn't want it to be weak. So He will not be coming to it to help it with something that is already born and equipped to handle. He comes when the job is too big for what He created, the life that He created. Then He comes and He gives His special assistance to that life. And He will care for it, and aid is good, qualities, and it's good form. Aid it and strengthen it so that it overcome weaknesses and trouble from the environment. So it become better prepared to survive trouble from the environment. God works with it, and He is aiding the strength and the good qualities and essence in that life he created. So by doing that, he strengthens that life and educates that life by his own means. He strengthens that life and educates that life, grows it up to meet bigger and greater challenges.
All right, sir.
From the environment and also from its own self, because many things develop within that challenges the life.
We'll return to today's program after this important announcement.
We are having our convention this Labor Day weekend. We're having it in the southwest suburbs. We'll have a canopy covering to protect us from hot sun and rain. That's what we have planned, similar to what we had in White Plains, New York. If you remember, a few years ago, we met in White Plains, New York, and we had the big crowd there for our convention, and we were having like canopy covering, tents, open tents. So we're calling this an open air convention. Should be very enjoyable. And I'm going to share with you what makes me, that started me smiling right away. And that was that it cost us $250,000 to go downtown in those big hotels to rent the Hyatt Regency. And I'm hearing that this one's going to cost us for the canopy covering maybe about a little over $13,000. And admission is going to be very low. And if you don't intend to participate in everything, like you're not going to be selling products there, we have opportunity for you to sell your products there, lawful products, no food. We don't want to have the problem that food brings with it. So please, no food. Because we asked last year and the year before, if people come and they leave trash, and we tell them, look, can you clean your area that you occupied before you leave? And we end up having to face the problem ourselves. So no food, please. Nothing to eat, no edible products. But if you want to sell clothing items, accessories, clothing accessories, whatever like that, all scents, jewelry, whatever, as long as it's not hot. I'm going to test it myself. I'm going to put my hand on it. If I feel some heat, I'm going to say, no, you can't have this here. yes, please remember that everything has to be lawful.
Yes,
not anything that is unlawful. Everything has to be lawful. All right. Yes, so I just wanted to make you aware of this myself, and you'll be getting more information on our planned activities for Labor Day weekend. There'll be a public address, my annual statement that I make informing the community of what we're having as a difficulty and what we are having as success and what we see as new opportunities open for us. So inshallah, I'll be making a public statement on Sunday. Thank you very much.
To register for the 2007 convention, call 1-708-798-4668. All right, P.O. Box 1158, Homewood, Illinois, 60430. You can now register with your credit card, accepting all major credit cards. Consult the Muslim Journal for a complete registration form. Join us next time for the national public broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.